Greetings, and thank you for calling the Sonic Transmission Archive. Please contribute a message no longer than 30 seconds in response to this question using words, song, or sound. What would you choose to leave as your legacy? Thank you for participating.
The legacy I would like to leave is, first, the unconditional love to my children. I try to live with a clear conscience, something I've inherited from my late mother. Both of my parents were proud Armenians, and in their memory, one of the ways I honor that is by trying to read novels by Armenian authors more and more. And I strongly believe in the motto, do your best and God does the rest, and the reward becomes more gratifying. Thank you.
I would like my legacy to be a world where humans live together in harmony with respect for one another's uniqueness. This may sound ambitious, perhaps even presumptuous, but I do believe that the goal can be accomplished on a smaller scale, be it in our personal relationships, in our families, or even larger communities. I have created this world in my classrooms and have watched with joy my students openly express themselves and thrive in a non-threatening environment. If we each accomplish this goal in our own little worlds, then the larger world where humans tolerate one another and include rather than exclude those that are different and perhaps even less fortunate will create itself. Thank you.
I want my legacy to be my children's happiness. I want them to be so happy that they spread their happiness. And the more happiness they spread, the happier people there are. And the more harmony there is in this world. I want them to be happy. That's my only goal for my children. Arden, what do you want people to remember you by?
If I had to leave something behind on this planet, it would be networks of care distributed amongst people who otherwise don't have care in the same way that some do, and that this care would be distributed across worlds, that it would be a sort of connecting project, a connecting tissue across difference. I would also like to leave behind mythology, that there are alternative ways of being and living, and that we do not have to subscribe to or exist as just one thing or just five things, that there's millions of potentials out there, and hopefully, and by doing so, encourage others to find the alternatives and live them.
The grass, hands on the temples, endless serenity for my heroes, the continuous whispering of seized memories, transparent wings of the fly, the green apple colored car, the velvety ride, pastéis de nata, repeated kisses, the castle of blue adolescence, shower built on the river, the round loaf of bread, my mother's sense of gravity, the pink granite coast, lover's hands, the smell of a sister in her sparkling eyes, Barrio Alto, the symbols of liberation, the simultaneity of daydreaming across places, my earthly indecision, evening light, the view from the pier, the face of rain.
To the person I love on your birthday, on the precipice of birth, I find you endless. I find you again and again, I turn your name over in my mind until it is my name or no name at all. It is a feeling etched along my joints where I move your name in all of the movements. We will no longer be our own, and we will forever be of each other. Growth is to lose and to gain simultaneously. Ourselves and cosmology belong now to the future, a universe from the space between fingernails and warm skin. In the afternoon, in bed, the sun escapes through the screen. Our sun begins to orbit a new planet, and the cycle of naming begins its next movement.
What's the matter, good girl? Huh? What? 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 Are you a good girl? You're home with mommy? What? What? Are you home with mommy? What? You didn't like it. What? I'm sorry. What? What, good girl? What? Mommy's here. Mommy's here. Mommy's here. Mommy's home.
Hey, come on in. Why don't you tell me about your week?
If you catch this cloud to the next mountain, the next sea, if you ride this wind to the next forest or desert, you will see that the color of the sky is not everywhere the same. Open your window, let the rain wash away bills, dry cleaning receipts, with family pictures on your desk, make paper boats to sail, in the pothole in the driveway you don't have money to fix. Let the little people inside you sail in the boats and wave everything a final goodbye.
UFO, baby, UFO, mama, see you later, my UFO, UFO.
To be one of love, strength, and determination. I would like to have been remembered being a good mom to my kids. Have always been, I hope they know that I've always been there for them and supported and comforted them when they needed me. And I hope they'll be able to do the same after I'm gone. And another thing, I would like to be remembered that I've shown that you can always stand up and dream big after any hardship. Thank you and love you so much.
Your dog, tranquil and innocent, dozes through our cries, our murmured dawn conspiracies, our telephone calls. She knows. What can she know? If in my human arrogance I claim to read her eyes, I find there only my own animal thoughts. That creatures must find each other for bodily comfort. That voices of the psyche drive through the flesh further than the dense brain could have foretold. That the planetary nights are growing cold for those on the same journey who want to touch one creature traveler clear to the end. That without tenderness, we are in hell.
Thank you. What you just heard were the first contributions to the Sonic Transmission Archive. If you too want to contribute your answer to the question, what would you choose to leave as your legacy? Call at any time during this show or any time in your lifetime to the number 346-327-6642 or 346-32-SONIC, or you can email a 30-second MP3 or WAV file to the email address sonictransmissionarchive@gmail.com. This is Caroline Partamian speaking, and with me is Ethan Primison.
Hello.
And our project is called the Sonic Transmission Archive. We're both artists with backgrounds in anthropology and radio. We're fascinated by the link between the history and potential of extraterrestrial, spiritual, and sonic communication. We see transmission both as a physical and metaphoric representation of a participatory and accessible unconscious, a platform that grants one their own space to communicate honestly and freely into the unknown. Here's Ethan to tell you a little bit more about the Sonic Transmission Archive.
So, as Caroline mentioned, what you just heard was a snippet of our first batch of Sonic contributions to the archive. And the archive is a continuous, large-scale project, which is both mobile and place-based, and it is aimed to convey our individual and collective human voice while simultaneously investigating the historic human impulse to transmit into the unknown. As a part of our project, we will be developing a digital archiving and transmission platform, which will continuously collect, randomize, and transmit our sonic contributions in perpetuity. As I said, the Sonic Transmission Archive, it's large scale, it's interactive, it's a sonic collaboration, interfacing both directly with the individuals who comprise the communities that we visit, as well as virtually engaging with participants from around the world. By prompting and collecting sounds, experiences, and ideas in an open and unbiased structure, we hope to provide a platform which illuminates the agency and power of voice as the representative force of our larger collective community. The ultimate goal with the Sonic Transmission Archive is to transmit this growing sonic time capsule into interstellar space as a modernized, reflexive, and democratized representation of humanity, which will be shaped and formed directly by the voices that contribute to it.
So before we get a little deeper into the Sonic Transmission Archive, just want to let all you listeners out there know that until about 5 p.m. today, we're going to be talking about the Sonic Transmission Archive, and then our second hour of the radio show is going to be, it's called Sonic Transmission Babes, which focuses on a publication of zines and cassettes called Weird Babes. So Sonic Transmission Archive, first half of the show, Sonic Transmission Babes, second half of the show. So we hope you'll stay with us.
So Caroline and I, we both had this common fascination with the NASA Voyager Golden Record, which kind of sparked a lot of the original intent behind our own project. And for those of you maybe not familiar with this project, in 1977, NASA launched a research satellite rover into space called the Voyager. And there were two spacecraft, right? And the intention behind them is pretty amazing. They were never designed to return to Earth. They were kind of propelled on this kind of slingshot trajectory with the intention of leaving it would be the first spacecraft to ever leave our solar system. And along the way, it would be sending back information, images, and sounds that it was collecting to give our scientists here on Earth some more information about our larger cosmic community.
Mm-hmm. And then NASA got Carl Sagan to kind of put this, what they deemed, I guess, it would be a time capsule of sorts, on the Voyager record. And there had been a drawn version of that on the Pioneer spacecraft years before. And so Carl Sagan got together a group of scientists, including and academics, with Linda Salzman, Andrian, the other names are escaping me right now, but they basically had a pretty short amount of time to figure out what they were going to include on the Voyager record, I mean the Voyager spacecrafts.
And the medium which they were sending these sounds that were going to represent all of human history and mankind were to be etched onto this two-hour LP, this golden LP, which was launched. It was fixed to the front of the spacecraft.
And it had images, ended up having images on it and music from all parts of the world and statements from, I think it had members of the UN give statements to it. And there was a picture of, like, a statement that John F. Kennedy also contributed to it. But the bulk of the stuff was all music from different countries and people that they got together in a really short amount of time.
And designed by only a few people. And while the record and the idea is, I think, really, really bold and kind of this profound exploration, and I think as two artists who work a lot with sound, the, you know, choosing to represent mankind through sound, I think, was really inspirational to both of us. But we definitely, the more we kind of talked about our mutual appreciation for this project, the more we kind of unpacked this idea that maybe it was problematic that this small, pretty homogenous group of scientists and academics were putting together this all-encompassing record of humanity. And all those really beautiful idea, we started to toy around with the idea of maybe how we could reapproach the idea of a time capsule and maybe work within a design that was less fixed and more open to contribution.
Mm-hmm. Trying to figure out a more democratic way of a people around the world being able to contribute to this and how we can build more of a collective voice in this so that's not just curated by a small group of people, but rather trying to build a platform where everyone can contribute to it and it wouldn't be just fixed to a specific time period. How could we make this something that would last into the past, present, and future? And how we would be able to make an evolving time capsule that didn't have a set time period on it.
As we've been developing this project and researching and as we became more obsessed with this idea of how to reorient this intention and this project, we started reading a lot more about sound theory and different attempts at capturing a specific moment in time and kind of the larger theory surrounding this term and this concept of a time capsule. And I have a quote here from a book that is about Robert Rauschenberg and Cage, about their radio works, kind of exploring these two artists' own exploration through their work with sound and temporality and time. And one quote that I'll pull here is that sound exists only when it is going out of existence. It is not simply perishable, but essentially evanescent, and it is sensed as evanescent. So I think that was something that really stood out, that as we've been attempting and examining how to create a record, there is essentially something with sound that is elusive, that can't be totally captured. And an intention behind this project is to create an evolving time capsule, to create a record of humanity that will be perpetually contributed to and changed and shaped and formed by an individual sense of voice and agency. Yeah, I think kind of the overall issue we had with the original attempt with the golden record was this separate academic kind of like removed perspective on how to represent us collectively. And hopefully, maybe as you were listening to our contributions earlier in the program, and something that has been really surprising and fulfilling as this project has manifested into a reality and kind of separated from this initial research phase, and we've started to receive contributions from friends and family and people who we don't know so well. Takes me back to another quote, is that to hear a person is to recognize their subjectivity, just as to have a voice suggests more than the ability to speak or sing, but also a manifestation of internal character, even essential human consciousness. And I think that's really been what is worth exploring, and it's been rewarding to us receiving these contributions, even though the aim of this project isn't for us to receive them. It's the goal of presenting a platform where individuals can express their voice and have their own take on their legacy.
So we're going to play a couple songs now that will hopefully inspire you or contribute to some ideas for you to contribute your own sonic contribution to the Sonic Transmission Archive. They're songs that we love and are from different parts of the world or different musicians, and or more of just playing them as kind of perpetuating the idea that sound is your agency and you have the ability to create your own voice. And I think that music is a really, really important part of driving that idea forward. So we're going to play some Terry Riley now because he's great. This is Descending Moonshine Dervishes. We've been listening to the Radha Krishna Temple with Govinda. That was actually released on George Harrison's Green Apple Records, right? And we heard, I mean, snippets of everything. And before that, we had Joanna Brooks' Fire Breath, which is so beautiful. And before that, just a little bit of Terry Riley's Descending Moonshine Dervishes. And those are just all meant to play as beautiful songs that we love and kind of inspire our daily lives and inspire us to have our own agency in sound and trying to maybe serve a platform for you to also take pride in your own voice, carrying agency. And yes, as I mentioned earlier, call at any point if you feel inspired to leave your answer to the question, what would you choose to leave as your legacy? You can call 346-327-6642 or email a 30-second sonic contribution to the Sonic Transmission Archive. Wait, sorry, the email is actually sonictransmissionarchive@gmail.com. So something that really struck Ethan and me during this process was this idea that we kind of came to, but also in reading about the Voyager record, this idea that that time capsule that was blasted off into space in 1977 on the Voyager records was not created just for aliens in outer space, but actually was meant for two audiences, both us who inhabit the Earth and also, as Linda Salzman put it, those who exist on the planets of distant stars. And that's something that we've been trying to think about a lot, because as much as we love aliens and extraterrestrials and would love to have communication with them at some point, this project is also really meant to inspire everyone around the world to have their own agency in sound. And we've been working on it a lot this past few months. Do you want to talk more about that, Ethan?
Yeah, so more than just like more than just an email or a phone number that you can call, as I mentioned earlier, it's both this project is based in both a mobile and place-based format. So currently we are developing the first iteration of the Sonic Transmission Archive through the Artist in Vacancy residency in Newburgh, New York, where we've been lucky enough to be granted a vacant property, which is the first kind of home base for the Sonic Transmission Archive.
Yeah, it's on First Street in South Miller in Newburgh.
And after you hear this on the radio, if you're in the Hudson Valley area, on September 29th and 30th, during Newburgh Open Studios, we will be at this space, which is an old carriage house, and we will have microphones set up, we'll have FM transmitters and radios everywhere, and we will be interfacing directly with the community and whoever wants to walk in. We'll be broadcasting the sounds and contributions that we've collected so far throughout the city, and we're welcoming everyone to come and interface with us and learn more about our project and contribute their own legacy
as they listen to music for hopefully 24 hours straight. You can come for it, as much of it as you want.
So yeah, also in our space, as we will be collecting contributions to the archive, we're also going to be hosting a 24-hour showcase of music from both local musicians in Newburgh as well as musicians from throughout the Hudson Valley and New York City as well.
We kind of developed the format of having a 24-hour show on the 29th and 30th in Newburgh as our final culminating project for the Newburgh residency, as a way to invite community residents from Newburgh to visit us and visit the project. It's a place that doesn't really have a space for music performance and presentation, and we thought that was a really good way of engaging the community. And we've met a lot of amazing people while we've had our residency up there, and we hope to meet more and as many as possible during the trip. But really, the idea behind presenting music in all formats, very experimental, ambient, pop, whoever decides to perform, is really just to inspire people in Newburgh also, that they are too able to create music and sound and represent themselves through it.
It's become a very central idea to this project and to our research. One quote from William Osborne that really stuck out to me was this concept of empathetic resonance, which he describes as a type of nonverbal communication through sound or music that allows people to form strong bonds of communal identification. And I think in this way, it really fits both to have a musical performance and community form in a city where a platform like that doesn't really exist, but also to include and incorporate this larger exploration of sound and voice, whether musical or not, and how it relates to a specific environment and community, and how your own experience has been shaped and formed by sound, and how you can express that experience and that perspective through sound, whether it be musical or a 30-second contribution to an archive. And I also think something that Caroline and I have talked a lot about is, and it kind of circles back to this two audience idea and an audience idea in general. When thinking about contributing to anything digital, to anything representative in 2018, I think there's a tendency and a kind of cultural pressure expectation to present this identity, this representation of yourself that is immediately subject to criticism or validation externally through an audience that you have either directly chosen or has chosen you. A goal for us is that people will be able to think and conceptualize how they choose to represent themselves, maybe without a direct audience, to think about how their voice will last in perpetuity in an archive that maybe someone will never hear, or maybe an alien will hear.
Yeah, and it's also anonymous. You can choose or choose not to state your name as well, so there's really open-endedness to all of it, and it, you know, leaving your message might ultimately just be for you at the end and not for anyone else.
I think conceiving of a legacy is a really impactful and difficult but meaningful exercise to go through and think about individually, to think about what you've inherited, what has been passed along to you, what through your own experience you would choose to pass along, maybe not to your children or your neighbors, but thinking about a larger community, what your voice and your own experience has to offer.
And also, the answer to the question, this is an answer for you that might also evolve over time. And really, when we say the timeline to contribute your answer to this is forever, we really do mean forever. You can contribute an answer to what you would want to leave as your legacy today, and the answer to that question may be completely different tomorrow or next week or years from now. It may be different after you have a child, or after you break from a relationship, or you have, you know, you walk on to the metro one day and have a completely weird interaction. I don't know. Your daily interactions and moments may change your answer to the question at any point. So really feel free to call in or email us at any time, and we'll add your contribution to the archive.
So there isn't really an intent or fixed structure to how the information is being disseminated. It's more of this kind of organic, ever-changing, elusive collection of voice and experience that we're hoping, as we are able to travel with the archive and bring it to different communities and workshop with local community members about sound and voice and agency and character and experience and legacy, that in each of these communities we visit, we will leave behind a device to play back the sounds of the archive. We want the archive to be a reflexive exercise. We want it to be something you contribute to, but also something that grows and lives on its own and feeds back.
Yeah, and in the communities we visit, and its open-endedness to anyone in the world who can leave their contribution at any time, we really hope to perpetuate this idea of a collective human voice and a collective human legacy built from all of our individual human voices and individual legacies contributed in this mass archive. So we play a couple more songs?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here are a couple more songs, a little bit. Just some beautiful songs that have stuck out to us in recent years. Here's John Cale's Big White Cloud.
indefinable, mysterious power that pervades everything. I feel it, though I do not see it. It is this unseen power which makes itself felt and yet defies all proof, because it is so unlike all that I perceive through my senses. It transcends the senses, but it is possible to reason out the existence of God to a limited extent. Even in ordinary affairs, we know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules. And yet, they know that there is a power that can rule. In the
So that was part of a speech from Mahatma Gandhi, and the reason that that came about, that we wanted to play that, is from listening to Philip Glass talking about a contribution that he suggested would be amazing on something like a Voyager record, of kind of if there was this idea that you can see this man who is actually very small talking to a very, very big group of people, as opposed to all these world leaders who we think of as like very large assuming men, and even in his voice, it's so powerful just to listen to his voice speak to people, and it carries a lot of positive weight and meaning behind it. So yeah, we heard some of Mahatma Gandhi. Before that, we heard a little bit from a collaboration between the goddess Susan Chiani and Caitlin Aurelia Smith. And then before that, we heard John Keel's Big White Cloud. And so, yeah, we're coming to the end of this first section of our radio show, Sonic Transmission Archive, before we get into the second half of our radio show, the Sonic Transmission Babes. And just want to remind everyone to definitely come visit us in Newburgh. This is the end of the first iteration of the place-based section of our project, the Sonic Transmission Archive. That's in Newburgh for Artists in Vacancy, and it's during Newburgh Open Studios, which is from September 29th, that's a Saturday, into September 30th. That's at the Carriage House at 193 First Street, located on the corner of First Street and South Miller. And yeah, we're going to make our way into talking about the second section of our program, Sonic Transmission Babes. But kind of a nice segue into that is that we will actually be set up at the WGXC Wave Farm Record Fair next Sunday at Basilica Hudson. Yeah, during the Basilica Hudson soundscape, which is really exciting. We'll be there from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that's located at 110 First Street.
And I think to close out this first hour with Sonic Transmission Archive, I'll leave you with one more quote from Deborah Kapchan. And this is from a chapter entitled Body, from the book Keywords and Sound, which had been a very illuminating resource in our research. The body begins with sound in sound. The sound of the body is the sound of the other, but it is also the sound of the same. From the beginning, subjectivity emerges from intersubjectivity. The one is born from the many. We resound together.